The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law. You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought I'd tell you once again about our saint for the day, because I've been telling you about the saint for the day all week long, and I'm on a roll, okay? So I really think you're going to like the saint for today. It's Saint Ignatius of Antioch, one of the first martyrs of the church. And I'll tell you the value of Saint Ignatius of Antioch. It's that he wrote six letters to the ancient churches in the first century A.D. Now, six letters, that's a lot of writing and an amazing insight into the church in the earliest days. These are the days of the generation of people who personally knew the apostles. A generation of people who knew what the voice of Jesus Christ sounded like. As a boy, St. Ignatius of Antioch was instructed by St. John himself. As a man, he became the second bishop of Antioch, personally chosen by St. Peter to succeed him when St. Peter went from Antioch to Rome. That's how far back we're talking with St. Ignatius. And you've heard that story in which Jesus gathers his apostles and places a child in their midst and says, "Unless you become like this child, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven." According to tradition, that kid was St. Ignatius of Antioch. Antioch, the first community in which the followers of Jesus were first called Christians. St. Ignatius, the first Christian ever to call the church Catholic. And when you look at his writings, you find the most basic of all of our teachings, and they're present right there in the very, very first days of the church. You find the importance of unity in the church. You find the danger of heresy. He writes about the surpassing value of the Eucharist and of the need to be in the state of grace before you receive the Eucharist. He talks about the importance of the bishop and the importance of obedience to the bishop. Amazing insights from the first century AD. And St. Ignatius lived in the days of the Roman Emperor Domitian, who was the first emperor to refer to himself as Lord and God. First time that ever happened. And anyone who would not confess that was guilty of a crime against the empire, and the punishment was death. That's how St. Ignatius got himself into trouble. And they took him from Antioch to Rome to be executed. And as he went, he wrote six letters to all the churches. You know, a man with just a few days of life left, writing down the most important things. And listen to this. I don't often quote from the pulpit up here, but I have to for Ignatius. "To capture the fullness of the spirit of total devotion to Christ that marked the first Christians." He writes, "All the pleasures of the world, all the kingdoms of the earth profit me for nothing. It's better to die on behalf of Christ than to reign over all the ends of the earth. Let fire and cross come. Let crowds of wild beasts Let tearings and breakings and dislocations of bones, and let the shatterings of the whole body and all the torments of the devil, let them all come upon me if I can obtain Jesus Christ. St. Ignatius of Antioch died the old-fashioned way. They threw him to hungry lions in the amphitheater in Rome. Now, you might not be ready to suffer dislocations of bones and the shatterings of the whole body and to be thrown to hungry lions, but I certainly hope that you can appreciate the wholehearted devotion of St. Ignatius, who had that spirit, and that you can want to grow in that spirit. And to that end, you know, let me draw your attention. Here's a little great help that comes to us from our first reading for how to grow in the spirit of the saints. St. Paul writes to the Galatians about the fruits of the Holy Spirit that you've heard of: love, joy, peace, patience, generosity, self-control, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But you know what's interesting? If you look real closely at St. Paul's letter, he refers to it all in the singular. He doesn't say the fruits of the Holy Spirit are. He says the fruit, singular, of the Spirit is. And then he lists them all, which just goes to show you that they all rise or fall together. You want to grow closer to Christ, work on any virtue, and you can't help but, like a rising tide, to lift all boats. Unfortunately, that also works in reverse, okay? If you fail in one, you virtues and vices come as a team. But the good news is that we can build up even our weaknesses by working on any area of virtue, and it's a great help to grow closer to our Lord. Psalm response said that a tree planted near running water bears its fruit in due season. And the running water that gave life to the saints was the exact same Eucharist we receive from this altar. Let's draw closer than ever to the blessed sacrament that St. Ignatius himself received, to draw closer to his spirit of total surrender to the Lord. Let's ask for his prayers to help us here today. St. Ignatius of Antioch, pray for us.